The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
Grasso right here exclusively on the Russo brand. I am Noelle. I'm the Mrs. This is Big Vito. He's the Mr. And how are you today on this fine day, Mr. LaGrasso?
B-I-G-V from the L-O-G. Feeling mighty fine, mighty tan, mighty good after last week's extravaganza birthday party where the Russo brand came up short. Not only the Russo brand, but Vince, you know, Vinny, you know, being that the People's Album, I didn't get enough gifts.
But you did get pancake mix this week.
Pancake mix. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, but the rest
protein
of you,
pancake mix.
But can you, the rest of you guys, like, step up your game? Oh, Big Vito, we want you to more. We want this. I see Vince and Jeff Lane getting gifts. You know, Jeff Lane gets albums, too.
You need a record player. Maybe we should get your record player. I don't want
no bullshit album.
But I thought you were the
but
People's
I don't
album.
Want a bullshit record. I want what's on my wish list.
Socks. You wanted socks to list, right. Have I checked. Right. I don't know.
People go to my wish list, all right? You want more? I ain't doing no more shit for you people unless I get something in return.
I have a surprise for you.
Go.
You won this week by one vote. People like natural hair color. Sorry, I already dyed my hair purple.
You know, people, I got to say.
But it's not a finished product yet. I'm in the middle of my hair purple.
My wife said it does look good. You know, but you know what? She posted on Facebook. You know what got me? Really?
Oh, God.
Everybody was saying, oh, Noelle, you look good. Oh, Noelle, hair. Oh, Noelle. And I said, hello, I'm here too. Acknowledge me. The
he
B-I-G-V from the L-O-G, please.
He likes the tension, and he doesn't have hair, and it upsets him. And I have, like, an overabundant, I cut off, like, probably 3 inches of hair. Because my hair was
But
so
you
big.
Needed it.
But it's not done yet, because there's going to be more added to this hair. This is only a half. But this took 7 hours to get all that red out
and
of
there
hair.
I was against it.
I paid make for my
rain,
own
make
hair.
Make it rain for my lady.
I paid for my own hair. Vito
Who
never
the check?
Has
Who wrote
never
the check?
Paid for my
Who?
Hair.
You lying.
You've never paid
I have
for my hair.
Paid for your, back in the PA days?
No, back in the... When I met you, I was a hairdresser. Why would I pay for hair?
Because you need people to help pay your hair. Didn't we go to your cousins for haircuts? Didn't they come to the house?
Yeah, but I paid for that.
B-I-G-V paid for it. Thank
Do
you.
I ever pay for anything for you, Vito?
All right.
Do I ever pay for anything
We're talking
for you?
About your hair right
you
now.
You love
girl.
Money too much.
All right.
I could care less about money, but I'm not going to have you be like, oh, I hope my... No,
this
I
birthday,
for it.
This birthday we just had, there I was again.
No. No, I paid for your sushi chef. Me and Lily Fox paid for your birthday.
I love getting you.
He loves to wind me up every day. So you actually like this hair? You like the purple?
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, I can't wait to have the dark and the light added in. That's going to be neat. But you won, so do your celebratory. I won. I'm the People's Album.
You know.
I'm the...
People's Album. Once again, people, the People's Album. But now if you show some appreciation...
He's won too.
Now if you show some appreciation, throw some gifts my way, right? I don't understand. You buy bullshit friggin' albums for friggin' Russo after he ruined wrestling. And then I have to be
wait,
his
wait,
buddy.
Whoa. I see you on every podcast, on every dirt sheet talk about, oh, everybody wants to blame Vince Russo, but it's not all Vince Russo. Blah, blah. Now you're going to come out here and say he ruined wrestling? Hypocrite. You're a hypocrite. You can't go on people's podcasts and shit. Look, you're smirking because you know it's true. Yeah, everyone. Everybody wants to blame Vince Russo. Everybody. But Vince is my friend. And I go to bat for him. And
today he's
like,
not my friend.
Wrestling.
He's not my friend today. Such like the Kenny Bolin, Jim Cornette, you know, you know, controversy going on.
I would stay out of that mess.
I just say this.
I would stay far away from that deal. That's not our deal. Let's stay far away from other people's deals. Anyway, we had a difficult time coming up with a topic this week, mainly because we've been doing a lot of quarantine partying, so it's a little difficult for us to come up
on point, people. My tan is on point.
I need a better tan. Like, I got tan, but, like, I need a better tan. I think it'll make the purple look, like, pop a little bit. The tan. Oh, hey, guess what? By the way, you know, they having a big Disney pass holder event?
Are they?
Yeah, and guess who scored tickets?
Did you?
Lily Fox and I, but you have to work.
That's fine. I don't want to go.
I don't know if we're even going to go yet because of the virus. We're a little afraid, but it's only for local pass holders only at 20% capacity. I ain't drinking a lot. So, I don't know. We're debating whether we should go. That's not the vote this week, but I'd like to hear everybody's opinion on that, honestly. Would you go to a locals-only pass holder event for Disney? I don't know whether we should go. We snagged the passes because you had to register or you didn't get them.
You know what it is, too, guys? We're still at a COVID high here in Florida.
And real
it
is, high.
It has been, I mean, today's count was over 5,000, and yesterday was 8,000, the day before it was 9,000.
And they slowed tests yesterday because it was Sunday, so there's probably even more. They only tested about half the people. We're up almost 10,000 every day.
So, guys, it's really pretty bad. So, like, you're picking and choosing where we're going and what we're doing.
But we have the same 10 friends that we hang out with. They said when they told everybody to have, like, a group of 10 do the same people, we have 10 people that we hang out with in a group. And that's it. No more than that. We usually don't even hang out with 10. It's usually just us, the baby,
it's
and 10 Lily.
10 people, but we hang out with less than that. So, yeah. I mean, you know.
And most of those people are, like, furloughed Disney workers and... one of our friends is a teacher who was furloughed. Her husband is off. And they're not people that go out. Like, Lily Fox works from home. Like, we don't have a whole lot of people that go out into the public that we hang out with. Which is good. That's safe. And I hope everybody's wearing their masks because I've seen some dumb people tweet some dumb shit over the past few days. I'm not going to name any names. But if you're that stupid to think that... not wearing a mask is better than wearing a mask. I'm sorry, I usually don't take a stand, but I don't think this is political at all.
Yeah. Guys, just
be safe.
Just try to take care of yourselves out there. So let's get on with the show.
Okay, the heated topic. I can't get my hair to sit right for some reason.
That's what you
The topic today that we picked was, we have been doing a lot of discussion about fast food. Vito and I both like a Whopper from Burger King, am I right? Yeah. But we haven't had a Whopper from Burger King in more than 2 years. And we keep saying we're going to go. And every time we drive up, it's really crowded in the drive-thru because you can't go in where the Burger King is. And then we're like, oh, that's like a sign from God. And we drive away, right? But we got in a little bit of a debate this morning about something I feel that's an important topic as far as fast food goes. French fries. Now, I'm a connoisseur of all things potato, being mostly Irish, correct?
Right, and from the Amish country.
I'm not Amish.
Would you go ahead?
Anyway, I'm not Amish. Anyway, I'm a bit of a connoisseur of the potato. I'm a bit of a connoisseur as far as the potato is concerned, and I like to discuss French fries. Who do you think has the best fast food French fries? Now, I'm not talking about you're going to your restaurant, your diner fries are really good, or your steak fries are really good. I'm talking fast food French fries. Your fast foods, your Burger King, Wendy's, McDonald's, Jack in the Box, Nathan's Hot Dogs, like all these things. Your fast food. So I'm going to take a stance here. I used to enjoy certain French fries from other places. I liked Burger King's fries until they changed them in the early 2000s, like this weird spray-on potato outside. I don't like that. And that's actually extra added carbs onto the fry, which is not good. So I'm going to take McDonald's French fries as my favorite fast food French fry. Big V, what's your favorite fast food French fry and why?
Guys, I'm going to tell you the best French fries there are out there are Nathan's French fries from Coney Island.
Now, I've never had a Nathan's French fries, but there are lots of Nathan's, like, especially at, like, rest stops down the PA Turnpike and Jersey Turnpike and stuff.
Yeah, we're talking from Coney Island, Nathan's French fries. guys, when you get the size of these French fries and just the way they cook them, the way they taste, those are the French fries that are probably the all-time best.
And we're not including when you go down to the shore and get the bucket of French fries, because those are amazing. Yeah, you know, when we would get the bucket with the vinegar, those are good. We both agree, those are probably the best. Or like when you go to a fair and they have the big bucket of French fries at the fair, similar thing. Those aren't included. Now, I think McDonald's French fries are good because I like the size of the fry. It's not too much potato. It's just the right amount. Right. They cook them. I like crispy French fries. Put the salt on there. I like a good McDonald's crispy French fry, not a soggy fry. Then,
no.
And sometimes you can get a soggy fry, but I like that. Sometimes I will go and just get French fries from McDonald's because I like the fries so much. But you're saying Nathan's you think is better.
Nathan's definitely 100%.
What would you say your second fry is? I've never had Nathan's. It's hard for me to argue that, but like I've had McDonald's.
Second fry, that's hard for me because I'm not a big fast food eater.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm not really into the fast foods, but it just depends. Like you said, if we went to a fair, a bucket of fries.
I think everybody can agree the fair bucket of fries is probably
I would have to give McDonald's. The reason I say McDonald's is because they're not, like you said, they're not too big. It's not overly greasy.
Yeah, they're not.
And you could eat them. You know what I'm saying? They're not that big. They're small. They're pretty airy, I think. So, I mean, in that case, but when you talk about a fry like that, you can, that's cut different, tastes different, is when they're cooked, they look different. Those are the fries for me.
Okay. Those are your fries. So I got this week, I got McDonald's French fries is the best fast food. Vito has Nathan's. Now we're going to have a vote so you guys can go on Twitter. And right. You can vote. We don't have too much argument with this, but I have some other stuff that I want to throw in. Right. Some future discussion of topics. So here, guys, here's your choices. You got Nathan's as Big Vito's for the best French fry. And we got McDonald's fast food French fries, the best French fry for me. We both are in agreement that your fair French fries or your down the shore French fries are the best fries that you can get. Now, Vito, I want to work my way through this over the next few weeks. Not to say this will be the next topic, but I want to do fast food hamburgers, which is your favorite. Okay. Now, we had a hard time with that because we both love the Whopper. But I remembered this morning when after we talked about it, I love one more than the other, and I'm going to reveal that next time we come back here. And I'm going to tell you, because you were with me when we had it, which I think is the best fast food hamburger, and I've only ever had it once. But it's still best.
And if I have to say, like, if we have to pick a burger, like the one-time burger, we're probably on the same thing, maybe. You know?
Yeah.
But being that, it could be different. But, I've had a lot of different burgers in my time, and some of them have sucked. Some of them are pretty good. But
Miller's Ale House gets a shout-out for Vito because he loved the burgers, but they never cooked them right. You love their burgers, but they never make them correctly.
I love a good hamburger, a nice fat hamburger that's cooked medium rare, right? Not saturated. And if I could eat it, I could probably eat two of them with no bread, just eating it in the dish. I like eating like that.
Okay, so we'll do the best hamburger. Also, too, I want to do the best chicken. Because there has been some heated-ass debates on what is the best chicken you can get. And I'm not just talking about between Popeyes and KFC. Remember Boston Market? You used to get those Boston Market chickens? We'll throw that in there. We're going to do these over the next coming weeks. It's going to be our travel quarantine summer series where that's we're going to jump in and out. We're going to do the best fast food. But this week, we're doing the best fries. You got Nathan's. You got BK. We're on Twitter, at the Big Vito Brand, at Magic Teaspiller. I will have up a poll that you guys can take. Now, let's move on to something else to talk about.
Going to talk about gifts from the Russo brand for the BIG.
No, babe. No, but guess who's...
Oh, right.
Guess whose birthday's coming up? Guess whose birthday's coming up?
Who? Oh, bullshit. No
way. My birthday's August. And guess what, though? There's a sad thing that we're going to have to have another debate on. I'm kind of setting up for the next few weeks here on this episode. So guys, just bear with me. Every year, what do I do for my birthday? The last couple years, what do I do?
I don't know. You do a lot of different things. Why don't you tell the people?
I go to Disney World, don't I? Don't I always go to Magic Kingdom?
Yes, we do.
Guess what I can't do this year for my birthday?
Yes, I know.
So what am I supposed to do for my birthday? I think we're going to have a vote.
Babe, just let's try and like get through the day, okay? Your birthday's not for 2 months.
No, it's not. Month and a half.
August, 2 months. So what are we friggin' debating
now? We talked about your birthday for 3 months.
It's important.
So is mine.
No, it's not. Not as important as the BIGV from LOG.
Why are you always so mean? I never met anybody.
You never give me my
you.
Street cred. I'm more popular than you.
I've won every vote except two since October.
You know, even in the pictures, right? I have to mention that I'm there because you're hogging the spotlight.
Why do you want so much attention? Why do you need to have all the attention on you? I take a picture with my hair and I'm like, oh, look, I have new hair.
And who begs me to be in it so you can get looks and likes?
I never beg
you. You do beg.
You always go like this. When I take a picture, you always side in. And what did Shane Helms do to your little crying and begging? He put crying Jordan over your head in the picture because you're always crying for attention. Always crying for attention.
Shane Helms. Go watch a couple of your matches. You want to talk about the pressing?
No, Shane Helms is a very good worker. I enjoyed his work at the end of WCW. He was very good there. And I enjoy the Hurricane Cactus. He's my buddy. So, Shane Helms. You are just jealous because you're crying Jordan.
No, Shane Helms, he used to be cool at one time. Not no more.
No, you were obsessed with Three Count. Don't lie. You're still obsessed with Three Count. No, he was so mad they didn't get him in Three Count. He was so mad. You were. Admit it. You were mad at Tank Abbott because you didn't get to be in Three Count.
No, I really didn't want to be in Three Count, okay?
He did.
I really didn't.
Oh, he did.
I hate them.
No, you don't. You probably know all the words to the song.
I don't know any music to any boy bands. Just forget it.
That's another thing. You guys know Vito loves boy bands? Like, a lot. Like he will rock and sync all the time. And the Backstreet Boys.
I don't even know who they are.
Really? If I played it right now, if I said right now for the Alexa to play a Backstreet Boys song or an NSYNC song, you would dance to it.
No, babe, I don't want to dance to it.
Alexa!
Don't even do it.
Play Backstreet's Back.
Everybody, Backstreet's Back. Extended version by Backstreet Boys on Amazon Music.
You're not going to be able to hold back. You're not going to be able to hold back. Do it, Vito. See, you can't hold back. He can't. He has yet to hold back on this. He will never hold back on a boy band. He can't stop himself.
Your body.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Rock your body right.
Backstreet's back. All right. Better than the Russo albums. Here we go, baby.
Told ya.
Oh my God, we're back again. Brothers and sisters, everybody sing. We're going for flavor to the show. I got a question for you now. Am I original?
Yeah.
Am I the only one?
Yeah.
Am I sexual?
Yeah.
Am I everything you need? Better rock my body now.
Everybody. Yeah,
rock your body. Yeah.
So you have been proven wrong. You can look at you can't stop. You can't stop. When that song comes on, you can't even stop your body movement. Admit it. You love boy bands.
On the People's Album.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. All right. That was a nice little interlude there. But you love boy bands. And that is why you love 3 Count. And you'll never stop loving 3 Count. You can't. Shane Helms can say anything he wants to you. And you will still love 3 Count at the end of the day.
Holding hope that I'll get my green circle in the mail.
Yes. Now somebody will send you a green circle because that's what happens around here. If you say something too loud, something shows up, you're going to get the green circle.
All right, let's close the show.
All right, we're going to close up the show. Actually, we have a little bit of time left. Do you have anything that you would like to tell your audience now that you've given them a full-on Backstreet Boys concert?
Now, just a message out there, guys. You know, I know a lot of people are out there struggling with this stuff, and people unemployed, people going through a rough time. You know, just keep your heads up. Everybody keep good. I know a lot of you who are on the Russo brand are wrestling fans, and a lot of people have a lot of different opinions about what should be done and how wrestling could be better so everybody could be safe. There's a lot of opinions out there, but if you guys go with what you think is best for you, this goes for like all the wrestling and everybody, just take care of yourselves, guys. Don't put yourselves in danger. I mean, you got kids at home, family, wives, grandmas, grandpas. You know, a lot of people have their everybody living at home.
Right.
And God forbid you get sick and you bring it home. You know, what do you do?
Just be safe.
Just be safe.
That's all it is.
It's the message from the BIGV and Noel. Just be safe.
Be safe. Everybody loves a good safety thing. Yeah. What did Jerry Springer used to say? Be safe and take care of everybody or something like that. Just be safe and take care of everyone. That's what's important. Vito, you know where you can catch us online?
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me.
All right, let me tell you where you can catch us online. Twitch.tv/TheBigVitoBrand is where we were at. We would love to have some more subscribers, guys. We weren't even supposed to be in this setting, but again, the party stopped the studio from being there. Yeah, we've been partying for like a week. You realize that?
3 weeks.
Has it been that long? I lost track. We got to slow down. We have this quarantine party of you and I is out of control. We are never in this house anymore. I mean, we're not out in public. We're being safe, but we're never here doing anything. Like everything's falling apart because we got to slow down. Yeah. We got to slow our roll a little bit.
We have to get our maid here so we can clean the house.
I think your maid's in England. I think I got to find another maid.
And then we have to get food shop. I have to go food shop and I have the package to deliver. I have things to do. But, you know, it's been kind of busy.
So. Yeah, we're just a little busy. It's not just partying. We've actually been busy doing things. We've been helping people move and everything else. So we're trying to get everything together. But, you know, we'll have our studio set up. We're going to be doing more podcasting. Vito has the Man Cave, which is the Ultimate Man Cave show that is streaming right now on Twitch. So check that out. Also, Getting Color is still on. Virtue is still on with us. We have more shows coming, more fun stuff coming. We're talking to a few more people to see what we can get going for you guys. Also, we are on audio podcasts, anywhere you listen to podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Breaker, Anchor, all those things. Boy, podcast networks have strange names, don't they? Yeah. Okay, so we're on all of those. Go ahead and check out the audio podcast. You'll get Mr. vs. Mrs. and all our other shows on there. You can see Big Vito on Instagram at the Big Vito Brand. Also on Facebook at the Big Vito Brand. If you join our Facebook, we have a conversation there with you guys, and you can hit us up and let us know any ideas you want us to try. We also have coming up a Big Vito LaGrasso special. Are you aware of this, Vito? All right, there's a Big Vito special coming where Vito had promised me as an incentive for losing weight, which I did, which is good for my back, that he was going to buy me clothes. And I decided that I was going to let Vito pick out the clothes. So Vito is going to be picking out clothes. I am going to be trying them on and seeing if Big Vito is in fact the greatest women's clothes fashionista of all time. And that'll be coming to twitch.tv/TheBigVitoBrand. Is that it? Do we have anything else? If you want to contact us for anything else, by the way, guys, we are at TheBigVitoBrand.com. You can contact Big Vito at BigVito.com or Noelle@HarlowInc.com. We have more stuff coming up. Hang in there with us. Keep bearing with Mr. Backstreet Boy. And I think that's it. I think I covered everything.
That's it, everybody. Peace out. I hope you have a great day.
We'll catch you back here next time. Bye-bye.